What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be.
All right.
This is the Doug Gottlieb Show. Here's In the Bonus with Doug Gottlieb.
What up, Doug Gottlieb Show in the Bonus here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app. Have you ever heard the expression, this too shall pass? Anybody? This too shall pass? I have lots of friends. My brother, for example, he'll know if something happens for me personally, that's a tough day, or something happens with any of my kids or with his kids, like I'll get a this too shall pass text from him probably once a week or once every couple of weeks. It's a great way to look at things, because in the moment you're like, this is everything. In reality, it passes. And social media, I think, is the greatest example of that. We are like, you remember the dog named Doug in Up, right? This is my master and I'm squirrel, right? We have that collective ADHD constantly that makes us lose our attention span and divert to something else. But I think that this too shall pass is universal, and the Caitlin Clark story is a perfect example. As of Saturday, it's over for like a month, right? For like a month. Like, remember, we had the build up to Elite Eight, where she faced off with her nemesis, her arch rival in LSU. They beat LSU. They go to the Final Four. That's incredible. They lose in the championship game. Then the next week, you have the WNBA draft. All that has been just trending upward, right? But the thing about relevance is you kind of always have to stay relevant in some form or fashion. Now, could she and will she be on commercials during the NBA playoffs? Likely, maybe, definitely the ESPN ones, which promote the WNBA, but the commercials that, you know, she's not going to be on TNT set. And though they may put her on the NBA set, maybe not. Because remember, she's got to start training camp here probably in a week and get ready for the season. So the real test of is this a fad, or is this something that is a trend that will become a thing for a long time in the popularity of women's basketball, we will be able to find out here in a month and a half, 2 months. Right? Like, her first game, people are going to watch, but will they come back? And I will tell you that by Saturday, this too shall pass. This is been an unbelievable couple of weeks for the women's sports movement. But with the NFL draft next weekend, and it's all that anybody cares about, and the NBA playoffs, and most of these NBA teams have their stars intact, that's where our attention will be. And that's the true test of her relevance is, can we come back around in a month and a half, and actually give a shit? Let's get to what the Fox said.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Let's get to what the Fox said.
And now,
what does the Fox say?
Here's Dan Patrick talking about the NBA.
6 days until the NFL draft. Spoke to a source last night, and I said, what do you have for me? And he said, at first I thought that Michael Penix and Bo Nix would not be in the first round. I said, oh, okay, that's information. And then he says, but the more research I do, the more people I talk to, we're probably having 6 quarterbacks taken in the first round. And that means that Michael Penix Jr. and Bo Nix are moving on up. And that's how he described this. He said, your first four, they're probably going to be the first four, depending on if somebody trades, somebody gets squirrely, somebody moves up. But he thinks that those 4 quarterbacks are going to be taken probably in the first 4 picks. So then my source said, you know, the Raiders, you got to consider them with Michael Penix. You know, do the Rams want to move up? Denver, what do they do? So Bo Nix and Michael Penix, according to a source, not initially in his first round. But he said, after talking to some people, I truly believe there's going to be 6 quarterbacks taken in the first round.
Yeah, I mean, like, listen, this is the big question is, do you take Penix because you have to, you feel like you have to take a quarterback and you take one in the first round because it doesn't kill you financially, even though he's not close to being a first round pick as a quarterback. I love Michael Penix in college, but man, he went through a month where he was so inaccurate. And we give all these guys these passes. He's got a big time arm, he's a big time athlete, but as we've seen, accuracy is the number one thing required. Accuracy is the number one thing required in being an NFL quarterback. I don't think he has it. I think we're reaching for needs.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Let's find out who or what is annoying Jason Stewart.
And now, it's your annoying.
Hey Jay, what's annoying you today on a Friday?
What annoys me is kind of what our industry does with the most innocuous of information. So there was somebody on the Bleacher Report yesterday said that there was a report from an unnamed scout, or maybe even an unnamed GM, who said, of everybody in this draft, Caleb Williams has the best chance to be a Hall of Famer. Now, think about that. Think about what he said. Of everybody in this entire draft, Caleb Williams has the best chance to be a Hall of Famer. He didn't say that Caleb Williams is going to be a Hall of Famer. In fact, far from that. So as I'm watching, debate shows and looking at Twitter for content, question, is Caleb Williams already a Hall of Famer based on this one report? And of course, you got the talking heads being like, I mean, that's an insult to Hall of Famers. We can't put him in the Hall of Fame just yet. It's laughable. And I guess we're so hungry for draft content right now because everything is just bullshit out there a week away that we have to like create something that isn't even there. Think about that, Doug. Of everybody in this draft, who do you think is going to be a Hall of Famer? Or who has the best chance? I mean, it's pretty ridiculous.
It's more than pretty ridiculous. It's completely ridiculous. But it's one of those... I thought you nailed it there at the end, which is, hey, it's basically, what are we doing here? You don't have to create controversy. You don't have to create things that aren't. It's really interesting, the idea of going to Chicago, who has never had an elite quarterback. Like, you don't have to make shit up, right? You have to make shit up. He has the highest ceiling in the draft. Okay, as quarterback. Okay, I think we're all ready to accept that. How does it work in Chicago? I think that's super interesting. And then you have the last one, which is what happens at 2 with Washington? Because Washington hasn't figured out their quarterback thing in forever as well. They've had moments where they had Kirk Cousins. Before that, they had RG3. Obviously, Alex Smith was solid for them before, his knee was blown up. So they've actually, unlike Chicago, had some guys in the past that have had some success but haven't been able to sustain it. I don't think you have to create any bullshit. And that's creating bullshit is what you're talking about. I Totally agree. And then the other part to the draft, which is interesting to me, is this reality of, and I think it's super interesting, what do you do in terms of drafting position and how it balances out? Like, traditionally, a wide receiver has been more valuable than a tight end. But Brock Bowers, I think by all accounts, is going to be a star. And tight ends play a much bigger role in offenses now than they ever had previously. So again, we can do all of this, still have an interesting draft without just making shit up. And that's making shit up, and that annoys you, and I agree with you.
Kawhi Leonard's annoying because yet again we're on the Kawhi Leonard watch for injury. I guess he doesn't know if he's going to go in game one. I'm not a Clippers fan, but I would be very frustrated if Kawhi Leonard was my best player on any team that I rooted for, because it just seems like the same old thing. And more times than not, when he's not sure if he's going to play, he's not going to play. Like, it's never like one of those things where you're like, hey, Kawhi's been very vague about this knee injury, and then he plays. No, it usually goes the other way, and it's like, I don't know. It's just frustrating. It's annoying because he's a great player, and we like seeing teams at full strength this time of year.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, I have no idea on Kawhi's knee, and no one actually does. No one actually does. But the cloak and dagger thing, everyone does it. It just feels more deceptive when it's Kawhi, doesn't it? Like, we don't really know the status of Zion. We don't really know the status of Joel Embiid. We don't really know the status of what's his name in Minnesota? What's oh hell,
Cat?
Yeah, Karl Anthony Towns. Like, we don't really know their because of HIPAA, because they don't want the other team to know, whatever. But it feels like with Kawhi, we don't know and we'll never truly know, no matter if he's playing or not playing.
Yes, he's run out of the benefit of the doubt.
Like, sure.
He's the sibling or your friend that's always late for something, and every single time there's a different excuse. And it's like, dude, in a vacuum, maybe your excuse today would be valid, but how about the 50 other times you showed up late for me? Antonio Brown is annoying, but not to me. You know, Antonio Brown has the ire of our technical producer, Iowa Sam, and I'm going to allow for him to make that presentation.
Thank you, Jason. Doug, listen, you can become brain dead if you don't get enough oxygen to your brain. But right now with this, with Antonio Brown, we're going to give a little bit of oxygen to the brain dead. And we're going to talk about this this latest Antonio Brown nonsense. Listen, several high-profile adults on Twitter have had to block Antonio Brown. Mm-hmm. People like Tom Brady, President Joe Biden, Damar Hamlin, and the latest basketball sensation Caitlin Clark. For no real reason, Antonio Brown decided to go to Twitter and insult Caitlin Clark on multiple levels, some of them just superficial and shallow. He's recently called her Cracker of the Day, which, racially charged, kind of funny, I guess, but also just completely needless.
By the way, and just a side note, hashtag Cracker of the Day always has to go to Ritz, right?
Ritz is a very underrated
Cheez-Its.
We can circle back to that because it's a really good discussion. I cannot stand the fake cheese crackers that my kids love, but I will tell you the
Cheez-Its?
Are Cheez-Its
I don't
fake
like cheese?
I thought they always say they're made with real cheese.
I understand, but like the idea is you buy a plain cracker and you put different kinds of cheese on it, like on a charcuterie board type of deal.
Yeah, or
and a cheese, it's like,
too.
Hey, let's just cut out the middleman and have the cheese baked
right
into
in.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
There are some, that's like the super baked ones are super yummy, but I just can't do the smell, the aftertaste. And part of it is if you've raised three kids from in this era, you know that I can't take the fucking goldfish thing. Just too many goldfish in my life. Like, what are we doing eating goldfish? This is disgusting.
Yeah, it starts to taste like you're eating like animal feed after a while. It's like you're chewing cud. Back to this idiot Antonio Brown. I mentioned the cracker of the day, which I guess is like some, I guess, white person he's going to tweet about and make fun of, which fine, whatever. I don't really care about that. But also, he called her Cousin It, which there's some stories behind that. And he's also questioned her personal grooming practices, if that's the best way to put it. I guess maybe her straight hair and the grooming practices have something to do with the Cousin It label. But listen, Antonio Brown, he's not only annoying, he's irrelevant. He's become a troll in his post-football career. He's toxic. He's shallow and he's superficial. So he's annoyed the hell out of me. I mean, listen, we can argue all day about whether Caitlin Clark's going to be great in the WNBA. Whether, you know, people can argue about her play, whether she's like one of the greatest women's basketball players of all time. But it's like, she's just a normal looking woman. Why are you attacking her and making fun of her looks? You know, she's a great basketball player. She's very popular. Well, okay, so she doesn't have to be a beauty queen.
I'm going to ask you this question.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it because it's Caitlin Clark? Because you're a huge Caitlin Clark fan? Is it because she's a woman, or is it because it's Antonio Brown and you have all this?
I think it's a perfect storm of all those things. Okay. I found him super annoying before this, and a lot of people did.
I don't blame you.
Mental health.
I don't blame you, but here's the question. And this doesn't, maybe Antonio Brown is the wrong person, but it's the, all these other stars that are men were totally okay with talking about all these different things. We just are. Right? LeBron James's hair has never been off limits to anybody.
Right? Sure.
Dude's going bald. He's clearly had the hair replacement thing to some sort of limited success. White guys around the world are like, dude, you're black. Why don't you shave your head? You get away with it a lot easier than the white dude, right? It's part of social media conversations. I'm just using LeBron James' hair.
But
why can we do that to LeBron? We can't do it to Caitlin Clark.
Because she's not Cousin It. That's ridiculous. Like, it's totally out of left field. It's for him just to garner attention. Okay, we can dissect some of these guys fine.
But again,
balding.
Why is it? I'm just asking. I know the answer. The answer is we treat women with a different level of respect, and we're supposed to have a different level of there are just things that you don't go on a woman, regardless of age or stature. Generally, but I do feel like, look, people talk about Taylor Swift looks,
yeah,
all the time.
Sure.
Why are female athletes specifically off limits?
I didn't say they're off limits. I think Antonio Brown is just needlessly stirring the pot, and he's being a toxic troll for no reason, just other than just asking for attention.
Does he have toxic masculinity?
He's got a lot of toxic issues. His brain is toxic.
JC, where are you on this?
No. I was just going to say that I'm with Sam on this. I think that specific tweet that he said.
Yes.
I think he said something like, "Looks like she keeps it hairy."
That's why I said that's
it's extremely juvenile. But at the same time, I sent Doug a Antonio Brown tweet recently, and I said, you know, I've come around. Like, he kind of makes me laugh. Like, there's something very admirable about a guy who can't be canceled. Like, he has literally nothing to lose. So that's kind of like why I like following Antonio Brown and Aaron Rodgers and Elon Musk. I mean, they don't give a shit what people think about them. And there's something very refreshing about that, because there's a lot of people like that always put their shit through a filter before they go on Twitter. So I admire that aspect about Antonio Brown, but a lot of his stuff is just dreadfully homophobic and racist. And I see why it offends a lot of people. I just kind of admire the position that he's in, where he's like, I don't give a shit. I'm not going to give in to the mob here.
I can respect that if you're saying stuff that's brave or poignant and you might draw some fire for it and you don't care what people think. But when you're just tossing out like just barbs that are just... they're just so shallow and skin deep. I just find that yes, I can see the sophomoric humor, like appreciating that. But also, you're annoying, Antonio Brown. You're annoying. Go away.
He is annoying. I mean, like, listen, I agree with you in terms of Antonio Brown, and I don't get offended by the cracker of the day, but it's like intentionally incendiary. And there's just another case of, hey, there's two sets of rules, which, again, I actually am fine with. I just don't like the, hey, there's not two sets of rules.
except there are two sets. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, totally.
Right? But I don't like the hypocrisy to the, like, oh, we treat all people the same. We don't treat people the same. People, it's just not. Okay? And the perfect example is, like, literally the only people you can make fun of. Okay? The only people you can make fun of is twofold. One, your own race, and even then, you'll get attacked. Two, white males. Anyone else is in protected class.
Well, but listen, let's not be naive. We've been sexualizing women for as long as media has been around. So it's no surprise that Antonio Brown is making...
Okay, so let me ask you a question about sexualizing women.
Uh-huh.
What is... And I agree there's a limit there, right? There's a line there. There's lines you don't cross, you know? Lines you don't cross... But the sexualization of women, like, women are sexual creatures too, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, like...
But I think they want to be on their own terms. I think that for far too long, we've just been objectifying women, and we've been sort of a lot of more quote-unquote enlightened men. I'd like to think of myself as one of them. We're trying to draw that back and be like, you know what? There's a certain context for doing that. But, you know, we used to look at swimsuit issues of SI, and, you know, ooh, like, that's all that the woman was. Women have brains too. They can do a lot of things. They want to keep the sexualization in a certain degree, but I think you're actually
completely making my point, because women want their cake and eat it too, which is, like, it's okay to want. You're not going to get that. It's okay to want, right? Women want to be sexual creatures, but they want it on their own terms. They only want it from at a certain time in a certain place. And a guy has to have feel about that. Right? But it's like...
It takes some learning to get to that, too.
No question. No question. And, like,
to know it's appropriate and what's not.
And again, I'll give you a scenario. Men and women work in the same environment. Guy establishes a relationship with a woman, asks a woman out. Right? That's not sexual harassment. That's not. If you're a single guy and she's a single girl, like, you're allowed to ask somebody out.
Sure.
Now, she's allowed to say no, and she says no, then you gotta deal with it. Okay, you gotta dial it all back.
I think that the way you respond to that, the men of the past have done it poorly. The men today need to learn.
Like, again, you're just
about rejection.
You're generalizing guys.
Yes, but I'm kind of also throwing back to, like, the Mad Men era and men just.
Again, that's a TV show, dude.
But it's reflecting the culture of the time.
How many years ago was that?
The 1960s.
Okay.
But it's generations we have to learn over. It doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah.
Even 60 years ago isn't that long ago.
Again, if we get to the who's annoying, Antonio Brown is annoying because, I agree with Jay Stu, there is something enjoyable about a guy who, he's so far gone that every once in a while you're like, that was actually really funny and no one else can say that.
He's an out of control tire fire is what you're saying. And we're all just watching from a distance and laughing.
Yeah, I don't know if there's not actually more control to it than we're giving him credit. You know, that he actually thinks he knows what he's doing.
He's a mad genius.
He's trying to be strategic about it. But there is something enjoyable about following a guy who gives zero fucks, right? Literally zero fucks. On the other hand, there is the other part to it, which is, like, there's just places he goes, you cannot, like, you don't do that about a woman's, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think you do. Regardless, but guys do.
Maybe if you're in a garage drinking beers and
right, but that's,
not
the,
a public,
that's what Twitter's,
you know,
supposed to be.
It's
freedom of speech, man.
Sure, but... Tread cautiously, my man. He doesn't give a crap. He doesn't.
But my point is more,
I do. That's
my
why
point
I
is
wouldn't
more,
say
and,
that.
And Jay Stu and I actually discussed this on a phone call, I think yesterday, Jason, where we were talking about, like, look, I get it, but, you know, Angel Reese, for example, she's a beautiful young woman, right? She's probably going to be an actress or a model in addition to whatever she does in basketball, right? And they all got dressed to the nines. And, like, we're in this place where people will make you feel bad about saying a woman is beautiful. And, like, I'm not trying to get with any of these women, but I can also still appreciate beauty, and they want their beauty to be appreciated and on some level sexualized. Like, that's part of a woman's femininity. Right? There's obviously bounds of taste, but I do think that we have this culture that massively overreacts to it, which is also annoying. Also annoying. Anything else annoy us from the week? Because I mean, I have a bunch, but I feel like we've gotten all the juice out of this orange. Let's just say, is Antonio Brown the most annoying? I still think the most annoying people are people who have turned any sort of conversation about Caitlin Clark, about Nike deals, about how we cover it, making things sexist, racist, falling back on that old shit, when this is actually an incredible study in a fad to see how long it lasts or if it becomes a trend that sticks. That's the story here. Don't make it anything else. And do people who make it something else, you're annoying!
Why are we doing this?
Why do I?
Because we can.
Jay Stu?
Tom Brady was on that podcast with the very tattooed barber, Gen Z tattooed barber, and he said this about the tattooed barber's generation.
I think the biggest problem with a lot of fucking kids these days, it's all about them. It's all about them, their brand, their social media. And then when it's about me and then not about us, well, there's no way to succeed as a team if all you're doing is thinking about how selfish it is for you to get attention.
It's totally true. iPhone, YouTube, right? There's all this I, me, not a lot of we. Right? I'm with it.
What's in it for me?
Yeah. It does feel like Tom Brady with the dropping the F-bombs feels a little bit formulaic, feels a little bit like Kobe trying to get your attention more, but that's okay. We can only play it for you right here on the Doug Gottlieb Show in the bonus podcast. All right, let me get on pick of the day.
Okay, sir, the bet is to you.
All in, baby!
It's time for the pick of the day.
Pick of the day comes to us from the NBA. Remember, I gave you these picks yesterday. I still feel good about them today. I like Miami. They're a point-and-a-half favorite against Chicago. They took on a team in Atlanta that was DOA, dead on arrival. And New Orleans taking on Sacramento. New Orleans has dominated Sacramento all year long, with or without Zion Williamson. And remember, this is a Sacramento team that I thought matched up well with the Warriors, but they still don't have Horder. They still don't have Malik Monk. I'm taking the two favorites. New Orleans, Miami, even though they're favorites, it's basically pick-ems. You're welcome. That's it for the In the Bonus podcast. Check out the radio show every day, 3 Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or right here where you download podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.